Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by The Garden Grocery, your online grocery store. For all your Disney grocery needs, they will deliver to any of the fine Disney resorts. Contact Garden Grocer at thegardengrocer.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in a deluxe resort at reduced prices, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area for any of their Orlando attraction, contact Elite at elitevacationhomes.com. And you can find all of our fine sponsors on our website at It's All In WDW. So come on, guys, let's hop on the train, head over to the pub, and we'll talk to you soon.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. We're the only two at the pub tonight, Dan. It's lonely tonight. It's just the two of us.
Yeah, it's a rare occasion when it's just the two of us here anymore, which is a good thing with all our friends of the show and guests that we've had on. But then again, it's nice to do a show with just the two of us at the same time.
Yeah, we two old buddies get to catch up a little bit without John always butting in.
Yeah, right.
It'll be nice tonight that I have to go, John, what do you think?
Right.
Just kidding, John. The bar stool's waiting for you if you decide to pop in, buddy. But no, I was on the old Twitter machine today. Have you been on the Twitter machine today?
Yeah, off and on. I was on earlier this morning, and I was pretty busy this afternoon and early evening, so not much as of late. What's going on?
Well, the girls, as usual, they're, you know, picking at us. They're still on this whole Dave thing. I mean, about Dave getting away with breaking the rules.
Oh, all back to that.
Yes, they're still picking on me. I said, I give up. Ladies, you win. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. I don't know what else to do. Dave's the bad kid of the class. He gets away with it.
Yeah, apparently so.
You know, there's always that bratty kid that, you know, you're just happy he's not doing too much wrong. So when Dave said that he was going to do this, I didn't want to pick that battle with him. I was happy to let him have his beer outside of the park. Now that I know, if I'd have known that the ladies would have worked up this kind of storm against me, I would have never let him do it.
Right, right. Well, now we know.
Yeah, I just didn't want to battle him. I just figured I'd let him have the drink. He was a guest at the pub, you know? Right. He was hanging out with us for the night. Right. If the ladies, you know, if the ladies would have did the same thing, I would have probably gave in to them too.
Well, it's the old saying, you know, the customer is always right. I guess the guest is always right in this case.
Yeah, but the girls felt slighted because I made them stick by the rules.
Oh, boy.
But I did tell them they could have a cereal bar or a protein bar in their bag and, you know, and all that. I tried to help them the best I could, but apparently I'm wrong, ladies, so I apologize. I mean, how much kick a guy when he's down?
Yeah, we're gonna get an earful, I'm sure, when we do our next ladies' night.
God forbid. But anyway, see, Dave, you're always getting me in trouble, buddy. Dave over at the Mickey Dudes.
Yep, it's all his fault.
Yeah, and it's Pat's fault, too, because if it wasn't for Pat, I wouldn't have known Dave.
There you go.
So we got to pay. Pat's guilty by association.
Yep.
Yeah,
it all
the joy
goes
of
back.
Go ahead, then.
No, that's what I was going to say. It all goes back to Pat and the joy of tea.
Yes, and get your lucky combo. I got the lucky combo, Dave and Pat.
Yeah.
And then anyway, also we're getting picked on, Dan. We're being called two old fuddy duds that don't like technology.
Oh, is that right? So somebody took umbrage to our talks about my Disney experience and the ordering of the food and all that stuff we were chatting about on the last show?
Yeah, with me complaining. You know, I got more of it than you. For some reason, I get the wrath of everything. And most of the time you agree with me, and I don't understand this.
Yeah, but you're the more vocal of the two of us, so I think you take the brunt of it. And I don't know, they call me the voice of reason. At least they used to.
If they only knew what we deal with off the air.
Yeah, I may lose that moniker.
Yes, exactly. I mean, out of the two of us, I think off the air, I'm more the voice of reason. Would you agree with that?
I don't know about that.
It's close. It's a lot closer than you think. You're a stubborn, stubborn man you are.
Yes.
Yes.
At times.
Yes. But I love you anyway. But anyway, we're getting and everybody's saying I don't like technology. Dennis, of most of the people you know, who's more into technology than me?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we divvy up the duties of, you know, producing this thing we call a podcast. And, you do all the technical stuff and downloading and figuring out the software and all that. So you're definitely the most tech-savvy one of the whole bunch of us.
Anything comes out, I got Bluetooth speakers, I got wireless mic, I got everything, I got iPads, we got everything. The bottom line is, though, the point I was trying to make is, and I got an argument, it was one man, I lost track of my focus, but one minute Disney Dreams, he's, you know, of the Tiki Talk podcast.
Oh, yeah. I know
them guys over there, they're great guys.
Mm-hmm.
But the point of it is he was picking on me saying that I don't like technology. And head over and listen to the Tiki Talk podcast. They do a great job over there. But I love technology. But the point I said to him, I said, well, maybe if you're lucky, they'll get a virtual reality Disney World and you'll never have to leave your house.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think part of it was we were saying we never get a text message and all that stuff. I did see that some people say that they have gotten it. And one
got more that said they haven't, though.
Right. But there was one friend of the show that said she regularly gets a text when she's, you know, at the airport or landing or whatever. And there were a couple, but I don't know. I'm just going by my personal experience. I think I can say without a shadow of a doubt that I've never gotten a text from Disney saying my room's ready when I've been told that I would. You know, I'm going to say at least a half a dozen times now.
No, you're 100% right. And I like the interaction with the cast members. It's like I get that you want to – and our friend Annie Arms is the one that you were talking about, Dennis.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep.
She's the one that landed. I want to get that out real quick. I had two thoughts in my head at the same time. That don't happen often.
Yeah,
but it does.
They both canceled out, and you said nothing.
Yes, but she's a great friend of the show. And
yep.
But the point is, I like to interact with the cast members. That's my point. I like waiting in line once. I don't want everything to be technology. We've talked a million times about it. I don't want to order McDonald's through the drive-thru. I get freaked out. Like, I don't understand. I love Chick-fil-A, right? But why do they have to have a guy outside standing there now with an iPad? It takes longer than if I order through the microphone.
Right.
And I got this kid, and I'm not being smart. They're great people. Chick-fil-A is top-of-the-line service. They're phenomenal.
Right.
But I don't want somebody hanging in my car window while I'm trying to decide what I want to order.
Right. I don't – well, we have Chick-fil-A's up here, but there isn't one close to me locally here, so I'm not familiar with what they're doing. But so they have some you know, a cast member or whatever.
Yeah, they usually have a nice young lady or gentleman outside, and their sweethearts are always – they are so well trained. They remind you of Disney, how sweet and nice they are to you. I've never had a bad service at a Chick-fil-A. But now they have this deal where they stand outside with the iPad, and before you even get to the board, they're asking you what you want. So now they got to hand you a menu in the car. It's like it's like one of these things where sometimes technology is not easier. Like I talked about with Acme the other day. Dude, we had to go through 15 pages to get the savings that we wanted to get.
Right. Oh, you were talking about the coupon and all that.
Yes. There's some things that technology is not faster.
Right.
Okay, you go to self-serve and – please put back in the baggage area. Please put back in the baggage area if there's something too heavy. Or how do you do this, Dan? Have you ever done self-checkout? Because we've had to do it.
Many times.
Okay, you get a thing of lemons. There's no skew on them. Okay, so I got to look this whole damn thing up inside the computer to figure out what I should – and weigh them myself.
Right.
I might as well get a job there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the time I agree with your philosophy that I try not to use them when at all possible for, you know, keeping people's jobs, and I agree with that. But there are times when I've just had to do it. Right.
Yes.
But I will say that I personally wouldn't, you know, do a bulk purchase or something that didn't have a SKU on it. I just wouldn't go through that aggravation looking up SKUs, and I just wouldn't do it. Now, I guess if you needed lemons or whatever for, you know, something you were preparing at home, you got to do what you got to do. But I'd avoid that. I just wouldn't get the lemons, or I'd go somewhere else.
Yeah, but the girl ought to come over and punch everything in, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But the point was, there was one register open. There was a problem with that. There was like 8 people in line. So me and my wife just said, heck, we'll have to do it. We got to get home.
Right.
But the point of it is yes, I love technology. I'm on my iPhone. I love everything to do with technology. I argue about it all the time because my wife don't like it as much as me. But the bottom line is, there's certain things that it doesn't improve your life. It actually makes it harder. Is that the whole point I was trying to make?
Yeah, and I think part of it with Disney is, at least for me, is it, you know, its roots comes from, you know, obviously Walt and Mickey, and it started in the, you know, the late 50s and early 60s with Disneyland and everything. And I think, at least in my mind, I kind of look at Disney as an old-fashioned company. And when I think of old-fashioned companies, you think of one-on-one personal service and all of the great service we've gotten, generally speaking, across the board visiting Disney parks, which is why we're addicted to it. So I think part of it is with technology, we see, you know, that old commercial, whatever one it was, that, you know, this isn't your father's Disney World. And I think we miss that. And we're afraid that if we embrace technology, we're going to lose our link, or, you know, our favorite place is going to turn into something different than what we remember it being or what we want it to be, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I mean, with the way it's going, and I know we were supposed to do something else on this show, but I want to continue with this subject, why it's right. Going good. How about we do this then? How about we cut out all the freaking queues in all the rides, okay?
Yeah.
And you get a beeper on – they text you on your phone like they're supposed to, though.
I'd never get on a ride that way.
But yeah, exactly. But they tell you when it's ready. So they do away with all the queues. The Haunted Mansion queue goes away. Pyre. Everything goes away. You just walk on, keep your head in your phone, and climb on the ride. And you don't have any of the queues. You never have to wait in line again, or you never have to go through any of that again. Are you on board for that then, or do you want to enjoy the Mr. Potato Head's gone? All that stuff's gone. You just walk onto the ride when your time's ready. You get scheduled. Everybody gets scheduled each day for when they get to go, and you don't have to deal with any of that. Is that what you want?
No, I wouldn't want that. Yeah, I can envision like a over a loudspeaker, Douglas, party of two, Douglas Davis, party
of two. Or not even that. You don't want a person speaking. Your phone lights up. You
right,
don't deal
right,
with anybody.
Right. No interaction whatsoever.
No, we don't want any of that.
Right.
Everybody, you know, watches Illuminations on their iPad. No longer is it live.
Right.
It shows on the TV in your room, so you don't have to interact with anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, like you say, you could just, you know, we can all stay home and live in our basements with the shade shut.
Yeah,
and, you know, you're never going to leave.
Yeah, we're being called two miserable old men then. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I actually can, because, you know, some of the things we say, when I listen back to the shows, I say to myself, we do sound like we're always complaining. But, hey, that's the way we feel. And I know a lot of our listeners do agree with us, and they just like giving us a hard time. And maybe some genuinely don't agree with us, and that's fine, too.
No, and again, the reason I'm complaining about this is I love the cast members.
Right.
And I don't want to see them gone. Some of the best memories involve cast members.
Right.
Even the one that picked on my dad when he was being a baby with the scooter.
Right, right.
Dude, when she put baby on his cart, I loved it. It was like she she goes, "I'll take care of him," and I still remember it now. And like today, no, you don't interact with anybody. You punch it in your phone. The scooter's waiting for you. Don't deal with anybody.
Well, the way I look at it, and, you know, not that this is going to be anything, you know, earth-shattering, but eventually we're not going to be here, and all these people that are, you know, loving the technology a lot more than we do are going to be going to Disney World, and they will enjoy it. And you know, this is how I think about things too. You know, all of the you know, of all of the people that are growing up on computers, and they're a lot more integrated with technology than we are, eventually they're going to be running the country. So, you know, it's coming whether we like it or not. But I think, you know, we also have the right to complain about it, because while we're still here, we have a say in this stuff. And yeah, that's the whole point of our show.
Yeah, and I try not to be my pops as far as I'm not an old fuddy-duddy. I don't want to be a fuddy-duddy. There's just certain things that I just don't understand. Like, whatever happened to a kid tackling another kid on the playground?
Right.
Whatever happened to kill the man with the football and, like, actually interacting with your friends? I mean, that's the whole point I'm making. There's still a time and a place for that. I don't think that's being an old fart by saying that.
Right, but there's just so many things I can think of. I was just thinking, like, take a gas station, for example. And I know you'll remember this. You're a little younger than me, but not that much.
No.
I mean, remember the days when you'd pull into a filling station and the gas attendant would come out, and they would ask if you wanted to check your oil, and they would wash your windows and do all this stuff and ask for, you know, check your you know, ask you for other service. And now everything's self-serve, in and out, just put your credit card in.
There's no interaction.
Right. I have now, I think I said this before, I get gas at Cumberland Farms up here. I have an app on my phone, so I don't even have to pull out my credit card when I go there. I just, you know, literally log in through this app and one click of my phone and the gas releases, you know, into my tank. I don't have to talk to anybody. It's just not Disney, is what I'm saying. It's almost every facet of our life is changing from a technology perspective.
And I don't think it's all good. Like, and again, you know how to use technology. It isn't like we're afraid of it. You're
right.
Using it. But the point of it is I used to be that kid. I pump gas during the summer, winters when I was in high school. And we did do that. You did all that stuff. Half the gas stations, I don't think – there's nobody there that even knows how to look at your – they wouldn't even know a dipstick from a dipstick from a straw.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And I had a job as a you know, I worked at a gas station too, and I just remember, you know, there was just that level of service that you expected. And there was a time when, you know, I remember I had the philosophy kind of like you do at the with the self checkouts, that I would go and patronize a gas station that actually still had that type service, and they, you know, washed your windows with the squeegee and all that stuff. I'd pay 3 cents more for a gallon because I appreciated that service. But
dude,
now you can't find one.
No, I had a kid wash our windows a few months ago. I gave him a couple dollar tip. I was like, almost felt it was at the Wawa.
Yeah, you couldn't.
I felt guilty. I felt like I owed him money because he washed my windows after I was filling my tank, because I was the only one in there at that time.
Right.
Oh, I got to give him something. He's washing my windows. He's special. When it, that was normal. But the point is, and if you ever notice, you go into stores, right? The younger generation, the kids never say hi to you. They never acknowledge you. Their head's down. They, like, well, I remember in the day, you'd walk, hey, how you doing? What's up? How you doing today? Well, you're standing getting the coffee.
Right.
Yo, you're talking. You're communicating. Now you look at the kids walking, they don't even look at each other.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a, you know, I remember, and I think I've told you know, my son's down in New York and all that, and we, you know, we've gone down a half a dozen times since he's been there, but, you know, even my son told me, and I'm sure you've heard this, or you just know this from living, you know, in that general area, they tell you, you don't make eye contact with people. Keep your head down, mind your own business, you don't say hi. It's just the way it is. You know, I don't know if it's a Northeast thing, or, you know, it's a countrywide thing, or whatever. I mean, that's kind of a different animal there. I mean, that doesn't really have anything to do with technology. That has to do with kind of your safety, I guess.
No, but it's the generation now. They don't they don't talk.
Right.
And it's sad. It's like there's no interaction. And that's what I'm upset about. We're losing all interaction. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
it ain't about technology. It's just interaction with anybody. The idea of going on vacation is being with people, not avoiding people.
Right. And look at it, you know, it goes with the school and the curriculum too. I mean, they don't teach cursive now. You don't, you know, generally speaking, kids don't have to write, or, you know, which is another form of communication, right? Unless you're doing shorthand in a text or using emoticons or emojis or whatever they are. I mean, so, you know, some young people growing up, and again, I probably sound like a grumpy old man. I'm not just blaming, you know, picking on the younger generation, but they're not given the skills to, you know, to write and, you know, express themselves that way. And that is part of communication, you know, as well, you know, with verbal, you know, there's writing and other ways as well. It all kind of ties together.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, that's why I love things like Hall of Presidents and the American Adventure. I mean,
right.
Like I talk to the guys on the job site, and again, try and act like a fuddy-duddy. But the point of it is they don't have any idea how easy they have it. When I started, there was no such thing as a Sawzall, a multi-tool, these mixers.
Right.
These, I mean, dude, you had to actually work. I mean, and we're working
right.
hard too, but the point of it is the technology makes it so much easier. And they have no idea what it's like. And my point is, a lot of these things, this interaction and watching these shows, I really appreciate, like, I think of the technology I had compared to when the Hall of Presidents and the American Adventure was like, how did these people survive?
Right. Well, think of
it. And they look at it as, it's like, they don't want to see that. It's boring to them.
Right. Well, look at it like this, too. I mean, I'm sure you remember this as well. I remember going to grammar school when taking, you know, in math class. I, you know, doing, let's just take long division. We always had scrap paper, and with your test or your quiz, you had to show the work. You had to show how you got to your answer. Fast forward 25 years, I ended up going, I took some college courses and got an associate's degree. You know, I went back to school, night school, blah, blah, blah. Well, I take math classes, you know, they were more advanced, but by that time, the technology and society, I guess, itself had changed so much that, you know, doing similar math problems, the teachers or the professors in this case, they didn't care about showing the work. They handed you a T12 or whatever it is calculator, and as long as you could get the answer, that's all that mattered. So showing the work or the fact that you know how to work out a problem or a solution to a problem doesn't mean anything anymore. It's just how can you get the answer the fastest way, you know? And I guess either way you get the correct answer, but it's still I think you're missing something there.
No, I 100% agree with you. And again, we're Waldorf and Statler up,
yeah,
in the,
yeah.
up in the. But it's
their point.
But the point is, we just want to. I want to talk to the cast members. I want to be. I mean, the point of it is the way things are going. It's another 10 years. They're not going to have any need for them.
No.
Like with Uber. Like even Uber. Like I tip you. I use it. You use an Uber. You should tip. Most people don't even tip them. They don't even talk
right.
to them. They sit
right.
in the back seat with their head down. Don't even interact with the driver.
Right.
They'll say hello and that's it.
Yeah, the person that has your life in their hands, and you're not even going to find out if you know he's he or she is, you know, on the level or whatever. Right? Wouldn't you want to find something out about the person and make sure everything's okay before you let them drive you around?
Uh-huh. And Dan, I'm not being smart, but do you remember, and we're going real long on this. We're not going to have time for the regular show. We might as well just
okay.
do the technology show on this
yeah,
episode.
That's okay.
But the thing is, do you remember back, and I know we always talk about 97 because that's the first time we went. And tell me I'm crazy, but I remember getting on the buses back 97 and people would talk on the bus about the day. You'd interact
yeah, yeah.
with people on the bus. You'd
other
look
families,
each other in the
yeah.
eye. You'd be
yeah.
talking the whole way to and from. You get on one of the buses now, it's like the kids won't even look at you. Nobody wants. It's like everybody's a complete stranger. I mean, and we are, but it's like there's no interaction anywhere.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. It's almost like everybody's trained their kids to, you know, not look at strangers. You know, and again, you shouldn't talk to strangers, so I guess that's normal. But I think I told this story on the show many shows ago when I was into pin trading. One morning we were on our way somewhere, and it was just a few families on the bus, and I had a lanyard on with some pins. And there was a grandmother and grandfather with their, you know, their granddaughter with them, and, you know, they were going off to the parks, and I wanted to give her, the little girl, a pin. She must have been, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old. So I asked the grandfather, you know, who was, you know, my age or around my age or whatever, you know, I asked him if it was okay if I talked to the daughter, you know, in advance, because I felt funny just talking to her because, you know, there's crazies in the world and you never know. But, you know, it was kind of like once I broke the ice, we ended up talking to them that the grandmother and grandfather all the way to wherever we went, and everything was fine then. But until the ice was broken, it was kind of, you know, this awkward silence on the bus, which is exactly what you're talking about.
No, and that's what I did to my godson on the last trip. I mean, we've talked about this. Like, you went on your solo trip, right, Dan? And with you having your phone, and I've done this too, I go out to lunch, I'll go to the diner sometimes in the morning, and I'll just be on my phone instead of reading the paper. And I used to go and read the paper if I was going in early when I'm working for myself. And do you remember when you went on your solo trip, because you had your phone, you didn't feel as bad because your phone's actually your company. But on the flip side of that, I remember going to Disney, and you'd be out of talk to everybody. Like my godson, we'd sit down. I remember sitting down at the Contempo Cafe this last trip. Mm-hmm. And he's going on his phone. I said, no. Put that down. Look at that mural there. We're at Disney World. It's not – look around you. Look how beautiful this resort is. Take a walk over and look out those windows there while we're waiting for the food. The lobby that looks out the back window over the lake and the whole night. Yeah. I said, Jim, soak this in. You're never going to be – you know, this is – once in a lifetime stuff. Why are you at your phone right now?
Right. You can look at Twitter or Facebook or whatever you're reading or text. I mean, you know, you can do all that, you know, when you're back home and in real life. And it's true. And I think you'll remember this. I tried to do it one trip and a couple of years ago, and I couldn't do it. But I thought about, and I think you said this to me, because of the fact that we all have family members back home and we may need to be gotten a hold of, it's not a good idea to do. But I wanted to just lock my phone in the safe for a day or two or three, and just, you know, when the people talk about unplugging from technology, and literally just enjoy Disney World the way, you know, it was enjoyed years ago, not being influenced or bothered by, or, you know, getting text or, you know, things that pop up on your phone, whether it be the weather or whatever it is, just totally unplugging. And I decided not to, for the reasons I said, because, you know, in case something happened to my mother back home or, you know, anything like that, I'd want to be available. But wouldn't you like to do that and just literally not have a phone or a charger or an iPad and just get away from it all for, you know, 48 hours or something like that? I think that would be cool to do.
Like, I know my wife would, because my wife, and she can, like, because she's worked on computers the last 25 years at the office she's in. She's on one all day long. Right. It's easier for her to get away. Like, her phone, we'll go out. I'm like, where's your phone? She goes, it's home. You have yours. Right. And I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
Like, that drives me nuts.
My wife does the same thing, and I can't comprehend it. I mean, I do not leave my house without my wallet, my phone, my keys. You know, I got my normal stuff.
I'll leave without my wallet before my key or my phone. You know?
I've turned around halfway to work to come get my phone, because everything I do for work and numbers and contact, I got to have it to function in today's world.
I just feel like one of my appendages is missing without my phone. And that's the point. But like, Brenda could go, because she says that to me all the time, because before we had the iPhones and the iPads and all, I had digital camera and an SLR camera. I still have it. It takes beautiful pictures. And my wife's like, when we go down in December, I don't want your head in the phone the whole time and tweeting and Facebook and all that stuff.
Right.
And
right,
I'm like, well, Brandon, there's no difference with me taking the picture with the phone than there was taking the picture with the digital camera. She goes, yeah, but you took the picture, but then you didn't have to get on and tweet it out and see how many people liked it.
Right.
Which I kind of get that. But the point of it is I want to be a part of the community, because I've gotten so many great friends from this, like Judith, Carmen, Jen, Scott, and our buddy Evan and Dave, and I can go on and on and on about Mike, and we have so many friends now, Bob and John, and there's so many of us that have become friends because of this, so it's kind of hard leaving you guys out too.
Right.
Because I want to rub it in, Dan, that I'm on the Hall of Presidents right now while you're home. And
right,
that's the beautiful thing about technology, because it brings the people that aren't with you there with you.
Yep.
But on the other hand, you got to give a happy medium. Like I said with my godson, it's like he's walking around with his – you're walking down beautiful Main Street USA and his head's doing a tweet or – I mean not a, a text to somebody at home. And it wasn't pertaining to being on Main Street USA.
Right. Or, you know, the people that you know, and again, I've done this myself, so, you know, I'm criticizing myself too, I guess. But, you know, you almost, you know, go through a vacation looking through the lens of a phone or a cell phone or an iPad where you're not enjoying the real thing. Like, you don't take the time to look at the gorilla with the baby gorilla hopping around. Well, you're so excited and you want to film it and take pictures so you can tweet it later and all that. But you never really enjoy it for what it was. Just
you're not in the moment. You're not in the moment the way you should be.
Right. Exactly. And like you said, there's a balance to it, and it's different for everybody. You know, some people, you know, basically film or record or whatever every, you know, step of the way on their Disney trips. And then, you know.
And we love it. Like Carmen and, sure, and Jen and Scott, Carmen, Brian, Jen, Scott, Happiest Vlog on Earth, and Peas and Carrots, they do a phenomenal job. And
right,
I love it because they're there more than we are.
Right.
So we get to enjoy and live vicariously through them.
Yeah.
But, you know, and thank God for it as far as that. But we go both. But you got to have a happy medium somewhere. You can't have it on all the time because it's kind of like I tell all the time, I watch Brian and them. I watch Jen and them on YouTube all the time on my TV.
Right.
No matter how good, 4K, no matter what, there's nothing like being there.
Right. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, and you're right. And that's why I love the vlogs and all that stuff, because it gets me my Disney fix in between my trips when I go. So I love getting, you know, a look at, you know, my favorite attraction or Illuminations or somebody's live tweeting some event or whatever, because, like you said, we don't get down there as much as some of those folks do. And it's what keeps me going between trips. So I love that stuff. But I guess what we're saying is when we finally get there, we want to reciprocate what they did for us and, you know, give some nuggets out while we're there and show them that we're, you know, enjoying ourselves.
We're team players. We're team players.
Right. You know,
and again, like, we like them so much, we want to have them be a part of our trip.
Right. Right.
It's a fine line you got to run, but you got to enjoy the stuff. I mean, technology is going to take too much away from. There's nothing like interaction with somebody. I'm sorry. People live longer that have partners. You know what I'm saying? You need you need interaction with people. That's the whole gripe and the crying that I've done about the technology.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're right. It's a what do they say? A necessary evil nowadays.
I'm sorry, Dennis. What would you rather have? A robot dog or your dog?
Yeah, my dog.
Of a pain in the butt that Presley is. A little remote controlled dog running around the house. No, them dogs they have out now that you can buy.
Yeah.
I mean, who the heck wants that? I want to get one of them so Presley can eat it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, come on now, man. I mean, enough is enough already. Like, and there's certain things like the new technology with, you know, the World Showcase now, where instead of you having to go rent the phone, you can get it on your phone now. I like that.
Right.
Because I'll do it because it's easier to do. I will do that because it doesn't affect. All it does is make it easier, but it's still the same deal.
Right.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's just a different platform or whatever, but it's serving your phone is serving the same purpose as the one you used to rent. It's not like it's an additional piece of technology. It's just enhanced is what I would say.
Yeah, I mean, how about instead of Kilimanjaro Safari, they just put a flat screen TV on and you sit in a fake truck.
Right. Yeah. And they just play the movie and the animals just whiz by you.
Yeah, I mean, how about you do that? I mean, how about we do away with all that? That's where everybody's annoying me as far as calling me an old fart that I don't want new things.
Right. You want some things. I mean, like you said, technology does make our life easier in some facets, but it does complicate it in others, no doubt about it.
And the point is, I can't, you know, like you complain, like my wife complains about all the construction going up around here. Like our when I first moved in here 20 some years ago, it was more country around here. Right. Now the regular road is four lanes, the whole nine yards. There's development's going up on all the fields everywhere, and stores and but that's what pays my bills, so I can't complain about it.
Right.
I don't like it either, but I can't complain about it because it's what feeds my family.
Right.
You know, and that's the deal with that. I do enjoy – I love the technology, and I don't want to complain about it because it's done so many great things for me. But there has to be a fine line drawn somewhere.
Yeah, and then you say about construction. We've talked about this before. You know, at least I'm sure the same is true down there. You know, there's a CVS, a Walgreens, or, you know, another drugstore. You know, on in the same block, there's three or four or five of them. And, you know, I'm always amazed. I'm like, is there really that many people that go to these different stores? And apparently there is, because they open literally right across the street from each other. It's always, you know, again, back in my day, you know, there was one or two of this or that. And now it just seems like it's unlimited, and they're all making money because they're all in business. And again, to your point, that keeps you in business, or the construction world in business, building all these, you know, shops and stores and you know, retail space and all that stuff. It's crazy.
I mean, all I know is I don't want a virtual doctor. And when I go to my pharmacist, I want to talk to somebody. I don't want to read the butley. I don't want it on my laptop. I want to talk to somebody. And that's the same way I feel about my Disney World. And I'll say it a million times, just like with check-in. How is advanced check-in as fun as going up and talking to somebody?
Oh, like you said many a times, to me, that is the beginning of your trip, and that interaction, I've always looked forward to it, and I'm excited for my vacation to begin, and if you get the right cast member, they can make it just as exciting that they're checking you in, and just that, you know, they'll tell you, even if you know what they're going to say, and, you know, they're going to tell you about the amenities or whatever that you already know about because you've been there 50 times or whatever, I love to hear that stuff. That's part of the joy of my vacation, is when I have that interaction.
Yeah, I mean, how about get rid of Yeehaw Bob and just put a jukebox in there?
Yeah, no, that would not be good, but, you know.
No, but that's the point. How about we just put we get a big jukebox that looks like an iPad. And you just go and push whatever put your left foot in, hokey pokey. You play all them songs. You don't have nobody. And just have the TV screen playing Yeehaw Bob.
Right. No need for Bob to be there.
You know, instead of live football games, how about we just play freaking Madden?
Yep. Decide the whole season by the big Madden tournament.
Yeah, because personalities don't have nothing to do with the game. Like you just play. What they should do is just on Sunday, instead of you watch the live game, they just do a virtual reality or just do a Madden game. Yeah. Giants versus Eagles at 1, Patriots Dolphins at 4. Just play Madden games. You don't want to see anybody run around the field and hit each other.
Nope.
I mean, and that's my point. But nobody seems. I mean, everybody's making me feel like I'm the idiot. I make myself look like an idiot enough. But I truly don't believe that I am wrong about the way technology's going in the parks. Hire 5 or 6 more people to work behind the counters instead of doing this express checkout. It's not being done for my convenience. It's being done to save money. That's why it's being done. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's what stores are in business for, is to make money. So I can't disagree with you there.
But
I was
enough
just gonna
is
say,
enough sometimes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so while you touched on sports, not to go off on a tangent here, but so talk about technology. What are your thoughts on the electronic strike zone that they're talking about in baseball within a couple of years? Because people are complaining about the length of the games, and they're looking for ways to shorten the game. I heard that they're strongly considering an electronic strike zone or umpire or some sort of thing like that. Did you hear that?
Exactly. Yes, I have. But the thing I will agree with – the problem I have with Major League Baseball umpires, again, they try to make themselves the show themselves. Sometimes I think they do make calls out of malice and spite, and that's just my opinion. They'll take the way they feel about the pitcher over what was actually a strike or a ball. I honestly don't think they should use the technology to be a part of the game, but I think they ought to use the technology to promote or demote an umpire that's way off all the time on the strike zone.
Right. Right, just because he thinks, you know, he calls low strikes or high balls or whatever. I mean, the rules are the rules, and they should
abide by
the game, by the rule book, not by their preference. And you're right. And you know that. There are umpires that have a very low strike zone, or they'll give you the inside, or they won't, and da-da-da-da-da. And you're right. It shouldn't be that way.
Or they'll do something like, if you take a close pitch that is 100% a ball, but because you took it, they'll look like three balls, no strikes. If it's right. Even within the parameters of a strike, and I played ball my whole life. I had scholarships. I was a ball player. And I've seen this way too many times. The umpire thinks you're acting like you know more than him. So he'll call a borderline ball a strike just to stick it
right.
to you.
Right. Like, and you're not going to sit there with the bat on your shoulder. You swing.
Exactly. Just being a tool. And right. that's my point. But I think the technology's good if it could be used to make the human aspect better. But it shouldn't right. take over the game.
Right. And I just, from, you know, the perspective up here, and again, we'll get off the sports here, but, you know, some of the Major League Baseball games are going 4+ hours. And I mean, you know, I don't know if you watch baseball on TV, but I mean, who could watch a game for four, you know, night after night if you follow your local team? I mean,
that's my Phillies are horrible when I watch them. My mother-in-law has not missed an inning of a game all year. And they're the worst team in baseball right now. That's how loyal she is to the Phillies right now.
Right. It's
the non-fighting Phillies. They're usually called the fighting Phillies. They ain't fighting at all right now. They're getting beat up Phillies.
Right, but all teams go through their ups and downs. But I'm just saying, I mean, you know, that seems excessive, you know, 4 hours, I mean, for a ball game. That's crazy.
Okay, this would fix it right away, and I've been saying it for 20 years, and I'll get off of this. The batter gets in the batter box. He's not allowed to leave.
Sure.
Every time a pitch is thrown, they step out, fix their gloves, adjust themselves, and then get back in the box. And then the pitcher calls time. He walks off the mound and plays with the rosin bag.
Yeah.
You know, just throw the ball and hit it. It's that simple. And umpires need to enforce it.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Doug. There's already rules on the books. A pitcher is supposed to deliver a pitch within 12 seconds of getting the ball from the catcher. They don't enforce it. They have the right, and they should call a ball, you know, when it gets to 13 seconds. Do that a couple of times, and the pitchers will stop doing all that crap that you just said they do between pitches. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. I mean, I love technology. I like instant replay in football. I just don't want the whole game called by it. I like it the way it is.
Right.
But again, the technology shouldn't take over the game that is that good. What should take over the technology that should take over the game is for player safety.
Well, player safety and when, you know, to get a call correct, it generally will influence the result of the game. But I agree with you. Some of these sports have gone the other way where they want to look at every single thing, and that isn't helpful either, I don't think. I mean,
and that's where we're getting with the human aspect. You
right.
gotta have interaction. It's good
right.
for you. I mean, that's what I'm saying. We don't want to. The reason I started this, us getting picked on. But do you want to really? I mean, if you watch WALL-E when it came out, it seemed
yep.
far fetched. I watch it now. It's really not. It's getting to the
right.
point where humans ain't gonna have any jobs.
Right. Right. Absolutely. I it's funny you say that because WALL-E was on the other night and I was watching it, you know, at the second part of the movie where, you know, all that stuff is happening. And a lot of that stuff, it's done, you know, in tongue in cheek. But a lot of that stuff has actually come true.
I mean, how much is enough is enough? I mean, thank God a robot can't build a house. That's all I'm saying, or a building.
Right.
Or
right.
I'd be out of luck.
Yep.
But that's the point. There's so many jobs being overtaken. Like there's no – it's just annoying. Like in a store, Dennis, okay, say you got to go into an app and go find something. Or even at the parks. Okay, you got to go – in. I use it that way, not the store. I use it at the parks. Is it not easier if there's a cast member around to ask her the question if they know it? And 99% of them know what they're talking about or going in My Disney Experience. What would you rather do? Would you rather talk to a cast member or go in My Disney Experience?
Oh, I'd rather talk to a cast member without a doubt. That's me.
And how can it be faster?
What do you mean? How can what be faster?
To go in My Disney Experience. How can it be faster than getting than asking a cast member a question?
It isn't. There's no doubt. even in a store, right? If you're looking for something and you're not familiar with the store, much easier if there's somebody around. But
that's
to your
the point I was trying to make. But now they cut so many people jobs, right. You can't find them.
Right. And so, where there used to be three or four, you know, people or, you know, clerks around in the area, now there's maybe one if you're lucky. And or that one is covering three or four locations in the store. And, you know, you're never going to get that person, or you can't even find them, let alone ask them a question.
And it's the same thing in the parks, Dan. There used to be and tell me if I'm wrong here. And if you used to go into stores at Epcot, right? Mm-hmm. But then, like I was saying, when you were in all the countries, you used to go in every one of those pavilions, and there'd be two, three, or four people from those countries, cast members from those countries. You can't tell me, and if you're in the Magic Kingdom, you'd see random cast members walking around up and down the streets, and you don't see the same amount of employees now that you used to before. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And if you think about it, you're right. They were just like – almost ambassadors, you know. I know they worked at the stores or whatever, but I even think, like, in the World of Disney store, there's a lot less of cast members in general. You definitely can see it across property that they've cut at least front-of-the-line cast members.
The last four or five times that I've been in the Emporium on Main Street, I've had to literally go to a register to get help. Now, five, 6 years ago, there'd be three or four cast members roaming the Emporium. Asking you if you need help. When's the last time you've been asked if you need help in the Emporium?
No, you're right. If you need help, you have a question, you got to probably stand in line with the guests that are checking out to, you know, or you butt in and try to ask a question as they're ringing somebody up. You're absolutely right.
You went to Main Street Bakery. Tell me if I'm wrong with this. When you used to go in the bakery, now it's Starbucks, and it has nothing to do with it being Starbucks. But you used to have cast members talking to you while you're in line. There'd be one person guiding the line out there.
Yep.
There's not that person there anymore.
Right.
I'd have people saying, you need to try this tonight, or you need to try that. You don't get any of that anymore. And that's my point. That's all because of technology. It has nothing to do with me being a fuddy-duddy. It's just you're losing the interaction and the cast members in the parks.
Now, you're absolutely right. And like I said, unfortunately, I think we're going to see a lot more of the technology and a lot less of the human element or human contact, like you're saying. And you're right. I think, you know, part of it's greed, you know, and again, we're picking on Disney because that's what our show is about here. But this isn't a Disney specific problem. This is
a
society,
yes.
A world problem. I agree. And unfortunately, Disney is going right along with it. So we're going to have to deal with it, and it's going to impact our vacations and our experiences in the parks. There's no doubt about it.
No, and the same thing with down at Disney Springs and downtown Disney and all that area before it was Disney Springs. And it shouldn't be any different as far as employees. But I remember walking around there, you'd see cast members here or there. You could talk to them. You could interact with them. There's nobody. If you want to talk to a cast member, you have to go in a store. And like you said, the World of Disney, there used to be four. I remember 97, 98. There was employees all over that store.
Remember? They'd bring the baskets to you if you walked in. You don't see that now. Now if you want a basket, you got to go grab one yourself.
Yeah, you got to go look for – you got to get a search party for a cast member in there.
Yeah, you're right.
So we started the show off going one way, but reading the Twitter and the technology and that, it kind of bummed me out. I wanted to get into this, and it kind of worked. And again, we love Disney. We're not trying to criticize it, but there's a lot of things that could be that we enjoyed better with the cast members. We love the cast members. The reason we keep going back to Disney is because how phenomenal the cast members were. That was one of the biggest draws for you, wasn't it, Dan?
Yes.
How well you were treated?
How they made you feel. They made you feel special, you know, from the minute you got there. And that was something I had never experienced. And it literally blew me away. And we always joke, it's cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars probably in my lifetime.
We would have no worries about retirement if it wasn't for Disney.
If I put every penny in the bank that I spent on Disney and memorabilia and trips and all that stuff, I'd be a rich man.
Yeah, but you'd be sitting in your house and miserable.
Right. I have rich memories of my trips to Disney. That's how I look at it.
Absolutely. We both do, Dan. So, sorry, guys, to go off on this tangent tonight on technology, but I thought it was appropriate. So,
hey, it's our show. We can do what we want. If we want to be grumpy old men and complain, we can do that.
Yeah, maybe we ought to change the show to the Grumpy Old Men Podcast.
Yeah, it's okay.
The WDW Grumpy Old Men Pub.
Yeah, Waldorf and Statler.
Exactly. But, guys, if you could, please head over to our website. It's all in WDW and check out all of our latest articles. Bob does a great job. Head over to iTunes and please leave us a review. Please follow all of our sponsors. If you want to go to Garden Grocer and get all your groceries, head over to our website. We'd really appreciate it. David's Vacation Club Rentals. You can rent, deluxe resorts for moderate prices, I would say. Wouldn't you, Dan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, they're kind of full right now, but give them a try. And if you can get something, it's a good deal.
Next year, they're ready to book. So head over to David's. If you could, follow John at Beer Solo and the Weekly Pint. You could find Dennis at Oak Manor. You could find me at Grumpy6767. And you can find us all at WDW Main Street. Please, guys, have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that's it, guys. It's last call here at the pub. We're going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and head on out of here. But before we go, let me tell you about two of our other fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. If you need a Disney vacation booked, contact us at American Tourist Travel at americantouristravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. That's going to be it, guys. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very safe, happy week. Bye-bye.